After the Obamas moved in, the senator and his wife decided they wanted to buy 1/6 of the vacant lot to create a yard next to the house. The strip the Obamas wanted to buy was appraised at only $40,500 because it was not suitable for building. Still, in January 2006, the Obamas paid Rita Rezko $104,500 for the 1/6 strip, a proportionate share of what Rita had paid for the entire vacant lot. When Tony Rezko was indicted, Rita Rezko sold the vacant lot, evidently needing the funds. Rita sold the garden lot on December 28, 2006, to a company owned by former Rezko business attorney Michael J. Sreenan, which planned to develop housing on the lot. Rita sold the remaining 5/6 of the vacant lot for $575,000, netting an estimated $54,500 from the sale. Then, in an article titled "Obama is One Lucky Fellow," the blog Rezko Watch found it was unlikely that Sreenan would actually construct any condos on the lot he bought from Rita Rezko. According to Rezko Watch, Alderman Tony Preckwinkle had rejected plans from a prospective buyer who wanted to build a single-family home on the lot adjoining the Obama home, as well as a developer's plan to put condos up there. Preckwinkle declared that any home built on that land would have to be compatible with the neighborhood's mansions. Preckwinkle, Rezko Watch noted, is not only the Democratic committee man of the 4th Ward, but she is a known Obama supporter. The Chicago Sun-Times has reported Rezko was conveniently the longtime head of Preckwinkle's campaign finance committee. 6 of Rezko's problem housing projects are in Preckwinkle's ward. This, too, Chicago Tribune reporter Jack Cass would most likely assure us, is the Chicago way.